Welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Before we get into the main conversation, here are a few sound bites to give you a feel for the topics we touch on. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future.
One scenario, like those six properties were priced manually by room type. Imagine you have five, six room types manually for the entire year.
And manually?
Manually, yes. And the moment you finish one hotel, that's the price in the market changed. The dynamic in Dubai, the price of Dubai changed in 1 hour, actually. Or today, they give you price by supplement, and they price your room type by supplement as well. So you could have a supplement by, you could have a supplement recommendation, or you could set up your own. And all published, even by child, actually. By child, by second adult, whatever you would like to price, they will price it up to the shelf, utilizing AI algorithm. The best thing is it's life. So when I say life, it's today, if I put the price on the shelf, and there is a pickup on the price. So you want to know if there is a pickup or not. Yeah. Most of the tool in back, they don't give you if this price is work or not. It takes 4 hours to figure out if it's working or not. There is responsive to the price. There is no response. RMS, it's live, giving you the cancellation factors, giving you the pickup factors on those prices, and digest as we move along. People need to move, transfer from data to analysis and make decisions out of the data.
Yeah.
So it's those resistance, it's in the beginning, like if you are afraid of something, just risk it. Like we were risking one hotel, then adapt. It's work here, then we implement to others. So we don't implement it at the time, so we risk one, then we see how it's adapted. For people, they love it simply. It's, and then they forget they were entering those manual pricing or forecasting, or like improving forecasting accuracy.
It's because each improvement meant we could finally work smarter, sell better, gain back previous time. Now, AI brings the same feeling, but at a whole new level. Because it allows revenue teams to manage complexity and scale in ways that simply are impossible manually. As are continuously processes like data, reservations, pickup trends, market demand, competitor rates, reputation, even local events that the user can input at any time, and adjust in real time. It's not just reacting, it's predicting. It constantly adjusts prices for up to 390 days ahead.
What I see with SHR and Hotel IQ is you have a very strong combination of strategic, which is the Hotel IQ's kind of comprehensive high-level analytics, with the ability to zoom into, you know, transaction level details, and at the same time to be able to zoom out and see an enterprise level view, whether you are, you know, 5 hotels, 10 hotels, or hundreds of hotels, right? With that kind of a strategic oversight on where things are going, being able to alert you to focus on certain aspects of the business, while you know, SHR RMS is focused on the day-to-day tactical stuff. Should I take this reservation? And what price point should I be going? What's the market going? So it's kind of taking day by day, not even day by day, sorry. It's taking more like hour by hour. Here's what's happening, how the landscape's changing, and making those short-term tactical. So one is at the front desk and the other one is in the executive suite, but it's all interconnected. And then you combine that with the human intelligence and these and the market knowledge and human intuition that someone like Hamoud brings to the table, and you have this whole trifecta.
Today we're looking at the impact of an RMS integration on the first group hospitality, and really the value of combining human intelligence and AI to drive better decision making. So before we get into the conversation, let's kick this off by asking each of you to give us a brief intro. We'll start with you, Hamoud, then over to you, Samir, and then to you, David. So Hamoud, over to you, if I can.
Certainly. Thank you, Trevor. And thank you, gentlemen, for giving me the opportunity to be part of this conversation. My name is Hamoud. I'm the head of revenue management analytics at the First Group, based in Dubai, with 16 years of experience in hospitality, mainly with Marriott International in the past. I'm very specialized in revenue management, data science, and analytics. I'm really passionate about data and empowering teams through automations, analytics, that's turning data into strategy and strategy into profit. Thank you.
Sounds like a good focus. And Samir, over to you.
Thanks, Trevor. My name is Samir. I'm the Chief Operating Officer here at Hotel IQ. I kind of wear multiple hats in my current role. I do business development, ops, product management, kind of overseeing the whole thing. And prior to this, I was very fortunate to have had an enriching career in hospitality and analytics, having worked in organizations like TravelClick, Jumeirah Hotels and Resorts, and Four Seasons, and I've been with Hotel IQ for 9 years. And, you know, so I've been on both sides, on the vendor side as well as on the hotel side. And personally, for me, I enjoy working on the vendor side and where I am today because I get to collaborate and support so many different institutions and work with people like Hamoud who are really taking our industry forward. So it's great to be a part of their toolkit and their arsenal when they go out and bring about transformative change like we'll discuss.
Super. Thank you. And by no means, although last, by no means not the least, over to you, David.
Thank you, Trevor. I'm truly happy to be part of this interview. And it is a real honor to join Hamoud and Samir today to share this case study. My name is David Esteban. I'm based in Madrid, Spain. I joined SHR over 1 year ago as product manager for the RMS. And I have over 30 years of hotel experience, having worked in every possible position in hospitality, most recently as a general manager in hotels in Madrid. I also held corporate roles in at Meliá Hotels International, focusing on sales and distribution technology. So I believe my operational and strategic background allows me to have understanding of what hoteliers really need from the technology. As other colleagues in the SHRMS team that we are lucky to have also with previous experience in hotels.
Excellent. Yeah, I could imagine your experience would give you a good insight. Thank you. Thank you guys for those intros. Much appreciated. So the First Group Hospitality, and we'll refer to that as TFG through the rest of the conversation because it's probably easier. Now, they're an existing client, or they were an existing similar client of Hotel IQ, which is where this idea for this case study came from. So, Samir, if I can just kind of pass it over to you just to set the scene a little bit of what we're going to be discussing today, that would be great.
Sure. So I'm just going to go back a little bit, not too far into history, but you know, TFG has been a customer of Hotel IQ for a few years now, since 2022, I believe. And it's been a very impressive journey to just observe how TFG as an organization is focused on constant growth and evolution. And beyond the confines of this conversation, if anyone has an opportunity, I would encourage them to go follow TFG and see what exciting stuff they have going on over there. Mm-hmm. But coming back to Hotel IQ, they started with us with like our basic analytics kind of toolkit, looking at business mix, channel analysis, geo mix, and whatnot. And then they started kind of moving into more advanced analytics, give me lead time, booking, predictive analytics. And, you know, with every kind of passing year, I would say every few months even, they would come back to us and say, okay, well, we got to look at the next level. And we want to, you know, really take a holistic approach towards our enterprise data management and our pricing optimization. And so, you know, I shared with them our conversations that were brewing with SHR group. And we said, you know, there's some exciting stuff that we are working on. And they were like, yeah, count us in. We are on board. And then they brought in Hamoud to kind of just lead the charge on the whole thing. So in prep for this call, I went back and I looked at Hamoud's LinkedIn profile and I saw he's been with TFG for 9 months. But man, Hamoud, it's been an exciting few 9 months, right? Like a lot has been done. It doesn't feel like only 9 months have passed. So it's really been a very, very kind of exciting journey so far. And we are excited to be a part of it moving forward too, to see, you know, what other milestones we are going to achieve and kind of lead the industry.
Oh, thanks for that, Samir. And also for teeing up what we want to get started, because Hamoud, you bring a very interesting perspective in the sense that you've worked for one of the major groups that people know in the world. You've transitioned across to TFG, which, you know, big group, but not quite on the same size as Marriott. So you've got an interesting perspective. So I guess that's where I'd like to start as we look at this case study and kind of build those layers. It makes sense to start on when you walked through the door and it was like, yes. Okay, how did you find coming into TFG from Marriott? There must have been a few differences.
Yes, it's a pretty challenging. Actually, it's when I joined the first group, I accepted the challenge like it's something outside of a big operator like Marriott, where they do have a well-established systems, robust capabilities, and ready-to-execute strategies, actually. So the transition initially fit straightforward for me, but at Marriott, it's was mostly about learning the tools, for example, aligning with existing frameworks, and also executing strategies that was already proven. Mm-hmm. When I entered the first hospitality or group, which is the first group hospitality, I faced a reality that where revenue management, they manage revenue manually. Mm-hmm. Pricing for, we were actually six properties back then on 8 months. Mm-hmm. And now we are almost like, we opened three properties and we will open one in the upcoming soon. Okay. So we are nearly doubling
in a short period.
Yeah. Doubling, yes. And what I found out that the team, that's one scenario, like that's why we exposed to FHR RMS. One scenario, like those six properties were priced manually, mm-hmm. by room type. Imagine you have five, six room types, yeah. manually for the entire year.
And manually?
Manually, yes. And the moment you finish one hotel, that's the yeah. price in the market changed. The yeah. dynamic in Dubai, the price of Dubai changed in 1 hour, actually.
Yeah.
So the minute they finish those manual steps, you will get like, and that was not really just inefficient for the team. It was unstable as well, with four properties, as I said, it's coming into the pipeline, but it was also a huge opportunity to optimize. We had to build everything from ground up. So whether changing process, optimizing pricing, connecting platforms and channels, and thanks to Hotel IQ as a partner, we managed to opt in into FHR RMS, and more excitement to come as we speak.
So
I will tell you how we have done that. So,
so interesting when you, I mean, just picking up on the, or putting aside just the manual pricing, that must have been a challenge in itself. What was the general attitude, culture, approach to revenue management? Because you know you identified a tactical thing they were doing, but often that is led by how people view revenue management. What did you? Because you would have sensed very differently Marriott's approach to revenue management, maybe to TFG. Can you talk a little bit to what you noticed when you first came in?
Yes, that's in terms of revenue management. And there are so many things like in Marriott, it's done, and it's done in AI. Let us say, for example of forecasting. It's also forecasting done manually and rolling 15 days, 90 days, or 365 days. We don't have that. It's on a very holistic views that the operation team always sometimes lose opportunity in optimizing expenses. So we came in also with the forecasting opportunity along with the system we have that's AI-driven that can forecast in a daily basis by segment, by multiple multiple factors, and it's pretty accurate, actually. We utilize that model to produce a budget in, for all those properties into the future in less than 7 days. And the current budget, actually, it's accurate within 1.4%. So if from Marriott, everything's set up on the silver plate, you just need to take it. But those things, like, we need to figure it out how we can do it. And thanks to the team here, to Hotel IQ, RMS, that's helped us to do those automation in a quick and fashion manner.
So, I mean, you've referred to SHR, RMS, and David, obviously, we'll hear a little bit from you in a moment as we bring you into the conversation. But I guess you would have stepped in, thought, okay, we need to get to grips with this revenue management across this portfolio here. So you would have been exploring different RMS providers, looking at probably the ones that were already in place and then outside into the market. What made you come down to, what made you choose SHR RMS in the end? What were some of the core factors for you?
Certainly. To be honest, like, we exposed to multiple RMS and mainly the Marriott ideas, which is version 4. I look at those, how they were behaving, and we got introduced by multiple vendors, and one of them FHR RMS. So when they came up, it's I'm a revenue management background, and it's one of the best solutions so far I've ever seen in the market. They explain it in a way like, I was always wish in my past experience to add more hotel into the algorithm, like the shopper. And most of them, they restrict the shopper because it's expensive to a 9-10 hotels maximum. And in the market in Dubai, you might not only need to add 5-10 hotels within the same district. Could be one hotel outside of your district area that impacting your performance. So RMS team, well, thanks to David, they told us there is no unlimited. You can do unlimited things in your shopper. And imagine we do have one hotel, they do have today up to 20 properties shopping that.
Yeah, that's, I can imagine, one. In Dubai, it's crazy.
That's one thing. The second thing is, which is the AI-driven platform, that's where they will allow you to do the strategy builder and human interaction. We always want, okay, if the occupancy increased by 5%, then increase the price by 50 dirham also. So this also another factors. And there is no RMS tool today that give you a price by premium rooms.
Right.
So RMS, FHR today, they give you price by supplement, and they price your room type by supplement as well. So you could have a supplement by, you could have a supplement recommendation, or you could set up your own, and all published even by child, actually. By child, by second adult, whatever you would like to price, they will price it up to the shelf, utilizing AI algorithm. And the best thing is it's live. So when I say live, it's today, if I put the price on the shelf, and there is a pickup on the price. So you want to know if there is a pickup or not. Yeah. Most of the tool and back, they don't give you if this price is work or not. It takes 4 hours to figure out if it's working or not. There is responsive to the price. There is no response. Wow. RMS, it's live, giving you the cancellation factors, giving you the pickup factors on those prices, and digest as we move along. Nice. And David might correct me, it's the optimization getting live data, while the pricing recommendation have it within 4 hours, I believe, and it adjusts because it would take time to publish price and to GDS and to other platforms. So I will not tell you like every 1 hour we change price. No, every 4 hour it's automatic changing those price. And those benefit in this tool, it's not applicable today in most of the tool. You could find the tool that give you something, but it's missing something. So this is a full bundle.
That combination.
Thanks to the team. Yes.
Yeah. And in the market, I mean, all markets obviously need to move quickly, but a market like Dubai, you've got to have that. You've got to be able to react very fast, very quick.
Yes. And especially I will tell you a number. It's our booking window. It's within 7 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the highest, around like 35%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we need to change price in the day for the day, actually, to optimize.
That makes a lot of sense. What I want to do, I'm actually going to be interested to explore later with you, Hamoud, kind of how that integration and the impact on bringing a new RMS. I'd like to get your thoughts. I want to talk to David in a minute, as we've just been talking very heavily about SHR. So I'll come back to asking you, because I'd be keen to get your insights as to how people that were used to one RMS system reacted to the new one, people that hadn't used it, how they did. So we'll come back to that. I'll pause those questions for a minute, and we'll come back to those in a moment. But I just wanted to bring David in, because at the beginning, and you've touched on it there, Hamoud, and at the beginning we spoke about the value of combining human intelligence with AI. And Hamoud obviously mentioned how that's something he's seeing within SHR RMS. So David, if I could just come over to you, and maybe you can just outline where you're seeing AI add value in hotel revenue management today. It'd be great to get your kind of insights from, because you've got both perspectives. You can understand from the need from a hotel side, but as you say, now on the vendor side as well.
Yeah, that's right. I think AI is at the core of our RMS. And honestly, I don't see how you can compete in today's market without it. Mm-hmm. As mentioned in the introduction, working in hotels for over 30 years, I remember what it was like to manage operations without PMS, without booking engine, not even website. So when new tools started appearing, I felt like a kid at Christmas, you know, so excited, because each improvement meant we could finally work smarter, sell better, gain back previous time. Now, AI brings the same feeling, but at a whole new level. Mm-hmm. Because it allows revenue teams to manage complexity and scale in ways that simply are impossible manually.
Yeah.
Our system, as Mahmoud said, Hamoud said, continuously processes like data, reservations, pickup trends, market demand, competitor rates, reputation, even local events that the user can input at any time, mm-hmm. and adjust in real time. It's not just reacting, it's predicting. It constantly adjusts prices for up to 390 days ahead. Mm. It also frees teams from repetitive time-consuming tasks like daily pricing updates, so they can shift their focus on strategy tasks like training the team, improve customer experience, work in the budget, these kind of things that you never find time to do. We have calculated that revenue managers typically spend around 20 hours a week gathering data, building reports, and updating various rate systems. Most of these tasks can be handled automatically by a combination of Hotel IQ and our RMS. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. even while the revenue manager is enjoying a day off. Also, I would mention the strategy builder. We include features like the strategy builder, which lets you create very specific and personalized a strategy that reflects the reality of your hotel.
Right.
Maybe you have loyal guests who often show up without reservations and you want to leave a space or pricing flexibility for them. Or perhaps your hotel owner has established rate limitations, no matter what the demand. Or you know that two unique suites will not sell unless you personally manage how they are priced and displayed. Maybe you want to handle pricing differently from a specific weekend, room type, during a slow season when your usual patterns don't apply. All that logic, those very human, very local decisions, can be built into your approach.
Okay.
It is like a hybrid approach.
Mm-hmm.
Automation is always running on the background, but you can step it in any time to apply your own commercial logic.
And that,
not by switching off the AI, but adjusting how it behaves in those key moments.
That's a good point, because there's a lot of discussion, isn't there? It's, you know, and sometimes the people answer it that it's either tech or human, and then everyone tries to say, no, we're not replacing anybody, because they don't want to seem to be getting people out of jobs. But it, genuinely, there is that role, and there is the need for the human. It's almost like having a having an automated car that could be doing a lot for you, but you're still going to be there. You're still going to have oversight. You still might want to change the route you're going to take. And to your point there, David, it's there may be that local knowledge that you have that, yes, you can work with the AI, and I guess it will learn, and you're training it and you're adding elements to it. But having that human knowledge aligning it is where the power really comes from. Yeah, did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, and I had to mention that Hamoud has been especially creative in using this flexibility for the hotels he managed.
Okay, we'll hear about that in a moment then.
Yeah, it's been fantastic to see that, you know. So in the end, we don't believe in removing hoteliers from the process. We believe in giving them the best of both worlds, as you said, AI-driven speed and intelligence with the flexibility to bring their own knowledge and experience, because the automation is our RMS is not rigid. It's not like a black box.
Yeah.
You are forced to trust blindly. You're always in control. We lean heavily on automation and AI, but we never forgotten who knows the hotel best, the hotelier, the professional who are watching this interview.
Very good. Well, you've teed it up nicely. Hamoud, we've got to come back to you and hear how you've been adapting this, and what creative ideas have you been coming up with to utilize it?
We were having certain hotels that were using different RMS. So we run the FHR RMS in parallel with those other RMS. We found it more efficient to adapt as we move along. So we decided to switch off to existing RMS.
Okay.
So existing hotels with RMS, we decided to move to FHR RMS. And we found that actually it's if we were running a property on that system for a year, and we find it now currently actually growing rate at the cost of in growing RevPAR and RevPAR index actually. So the RMS, we have done some analysis on the current tool, and we found it like, yes, it's a growing RevPAR index as we move along. You could grow ADR, the market grow ADR.
Yeah.
But how you are growing ADR and RevPAR through those systems, and it's correlated positively for those properties. For properties with no RMS in the past, we found that it's a massive jump in the efficiency, consistency, and result, actually. So the team now, it's a matter, actually. To be honest, when we started, we were training the model. AI, they don't understand if the hotel next door is closed or if there is a road closure in front of the property. So we were teaching that AI with a model with a lot of data about market, about events, mapping events. Now it learned, picked up, And we turned the autopilot, by the way, for all those properties. That means there is no human interact to those hot switches with no RMS in the past. Mm-hmm. And we found that it's more efficient, more positive, and we pilot, actually. We test it, see how it does, and we turn it as well to other properties. So we don't do all property at the same time.
Try one, test it, roll it.
Then roll to others.
Yeah.
And we do have also new openings. So most of the time, if you meet even with any operator in the world, they will tell you, no, you don't touch the RMS. You need to let it learn for 4, 5, 6 months or a year sometime. Newly open hotels, with thanks to David, Samir team, we tell them, okay, copy this hotel into that hotel.
Right.
Sometimes we just create straight in. Yes, it's like this hotel equivalent to that hotel. That hotel, the newly operating hotel, would think I've been open since like 5 years.
Yeah, got you. Yeah.
But it has the data and rich within the same market, submarket. Then the newly opened hotel is learn as it's been open since long time. And it adapts quickly to the market response, strategies, pickup as we move along. Mm-hmm. It was integration as well as I must thank the teams. It takes them, the moment you set up it, it will not take that while to inject a property and opt in to those algorithms.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, and that's really useful to see how you compared existing properties that didn't have an RMS, and then obviously how you can bring it into a new property and get it up and running. You don't have to have that warming up time, so to speak. One of the things I also wanted to get your thoughts on is that from a people perspective, so the team, because often you hear when you're introducing technology, there can sometimes be a bit of resistance because people think, oh, I'm not very good with technology. So if you're introducing something new, people can be a little bit anxious. If you're asking people to change from something they've been used to, that can be even worse. So I'm interested to kind of hear what you experienced with those that had used an RMS before and were coming across to SHR RMS. And then we can also maybe look at those that didn't have any and were doing it manually, and suddenly I've got this tool, but I'm a bit daunted by it, but how they responded. I'd love to get those two sides of the coin.
Certainly. There is always resistance to something new and change in the world of technology. And people, you said it just now, if AI is there, people will think that they are losing their job. Mm-hmm. But physically, it's not. It's AI here to tell us to save our time, to automate our time, that it will free our time moving from data entry, putting something manually somewhere into analysis. Mm-hmm. So now the time that I use it to enter data in the past, now I use it to... That's how I explain it.
You do something a bit more enjoyable with your time.
Yes. Forget about collecting data, putting data on the tool or whatever. Just people need to transfer from data to analysis and make decisions out of the data.
Yeah.
So it's those resistance, it's in the beginning, like if you are afraid of something, mm-hmm. just risk it. Like we were risking one hotel, then adapt. Yes, it's work here. Then we implement to other. So we don't implement it at the time. So we risk one.
Yep.
Then we see how it's adapt. For people, they love it simply. It's, and then they forget they were entering those manual pricing forecasting or like improving forecasting accuracy. It's mm-hmm. It's now people, I see people like GMs and in the property, they say, they close their eyes. Yes, this forecast is accurate. it's, yes, we need to adapt to it. We need to optimize whatever need to be optimized to bring GOP into results. So yes, team, it's adapting, time saving, technology. It's, we cannot skip away from technology, and we believe actually in algorithm machines. Mm-hmm. I cannot analyze. To be honest, when you look at 50 hotels comparing to our hotel and pricing for 360 days, I cannot figure out outliers, change in price in the day for the day or whatever. So human cannot interact with that. With AI, it's 1 second, actually, you get the result out of it. Yeah. And it will tell you straightforward what you need to do. Yeah. Or shift the price by this amount. Human not able to see this, but it look at also competitor, it look at response, it look at so many factors to give you that shift in price additional by this amount. So just go implement and see what it does to
I think also the strategy that you adopted was interesting, which was like, okay, let's get one property working, let's get it going, let's see how it integrates. And then when you look to roll it out to other properties, because we all know our employees talk to each other. So, you know, the next property down the line is going to be asking the one that's just been doing it and saying, how are you finding it? What's it like? And if it's working and they're seeing it's beneficial, then they're already waiting for it to arrive. The sales job's been done by your team internally from the success, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Samir, we've heard a lot. If I could come to you, because we've heard a lot, obviously, in terms of from the implementation of the RMS, because that was the new element that was coming into TFG. But mm-hmm. you guys had been working with them for a number of years, and providing the, you know, the insights, the analytics. So talk to us a little bit there, if you can kind of set it up as to how the element of Hotel IQ, but then bringing together with SHR RMS, where that impact kind of starts.
Yeah, so, you know, what we bring together with Hotel IQ and SHR RMS is a best of breed combination. You know, there are many vendors out there who, you know, offer a primary focus on transactional systems or an RMS, and they provide some reporting on the side, and they say we have analytics as part of our portfolio. Mm-hmm. But what happens is, as a consequence, is one aspect of it takes a backseat to the other, mm-hmm. right? And what I see with SHR and Hotel IQ is you have a very strong combination of strategic, which is the Hotel IQ's kind of comprehensive high-level analytics, with the ability to zoom into, you know, transaction level details, and at the same time to be able to zoom out and see an enterprise level view, whether you are, you know, 5 hotels, 10 hotels, or hundreds of hotels, right? With that kind of a strategic oversight on where things are going, being able to alert you to focus on certain aspects of the business while you know, SHR RMS is focused on the day-to-day tactical stuff. Mm-hmm. Should I take this reservation? And what price point should I be going? What's the market going? So it's kind of taking day by day, not even day by day, sorry. It's taking more like hour by hour. Here's what's happening, how the landscape's changing, and making those short-term tactical. So one is at the front desk and the other one is in the executive suite, but it's all interconnected. And then you combine that with the human intelligence and the market knowledge and human intuition that someone like Hamoud brings to the table, and you have this whole trifecta, right? You've covered all your bases. So that's where I feel like Hotel IQ and SHR combination is really strong, is that it's, while they are focusing on strategy builder and AI to kind of facilitate that day-to-day transactional decision-making, we are still concerned about, like, at the executive suite, when you have your revenue strategy meeting, how are all our hotels doing across the board? How does that impact? How do we answer the next question when you're in a meeting? How do you answer the next question when you're trying to figure out your plan, your budget, your forecast, right? Like, What are the different variables? What are the things that you have insight into that can impact your decision making and your strategy builder? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that the opportunity there for a hotel executive is to really kind of understand the big picture of where you are across the board using Hotel IQ. We call it a decision support platform or decision intelligence platform, because our objective is not just to provide you with a report.
Yeah.
Our objective is to provide you a 360 degree view and be able to answer the next question. We connect with SHR, we connect with STR, we bring in F&B analytics, and we provide that kind of a holistic view that, you know, STR and SHR and F&B, they're all kind of specialized in their own way. And Hotel IQ is where you kind of come in and get that instant view of what's happening in the business and go focus on the areas that really require your attention. So that's where the AI is there kind of doing its thing and down at the transactional level, while here you are sitting with that bird's eye view and going into areas where your attention is needed.
That makes a lot of sense. Conscious of your time, so I want to start to wrap this up. I've got a couple of questions, though, for Hamu. Just picking up, because we can hear it from the vendor side and the value and the integration and how these two solutions are working together. Mm-hmm. But how does that translate through to you on the actual user side? Because you would have been used to using an RMS solution. You would have seen business intelligence tools. But here you are. Number of properties that didn't have these things in place. Now you're like a kid in a sweet shop with two great tools working for you. How is that actually impacting and benefiting TFG and your team as well?
Yes. Well, Trevor, it's actually Hotel IQ. Like, I came from organizations. I must admit, I create Excel tool to help people to look at certain things, could be pickup and those stuff. Then when we moved to another department, I was creating a tool similar to Hotel IQ, but not Hotel IQ. So the data is a CRS data, not the PMS data. And we know the PMS data is the most accurate data source for any hotel organization, and Hotel IQ utilize that data. So when you have the data, you have the accuracy exactly matching the total revenue, exactly matching the P&L. And this is from user perspective. You will find it very difficult across multiple properties in the world. They don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
That one benefit thanks to Hotel IQ. But if you today, TFG properties, I see all my portfolio in one holistic view, but there is a rich data there.
Mm-hmm.
So how we utilize the data physically, let us say, like today, there is a bunch of bundled tools available for each and everyone to get inside and information, from revenue management to GMs to even CEO. Yesterday, I received questions. How is U.S. market evolving to Dubai recently? So in less than 1 second, I managed to tell this is growing by this certain percentage at this room night. It's like, wow, it's, you know, you answer in less than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So imagine if I came and I don't have Hotel IQ in TFG organization today, I need to answer that question, I need to go through each and every PMS, run those reports, consolidate, put an Excel, and it will take me like 1 hour, actually. So, by that time,
it's changed, though. By the time you put forth the information, it would have changed.
And the moment, like, we wake up in the morning, you open your mobile or whatever, any device, you get all the information which is you need, what happened recently to your portfolio. Despite the time saving Hotel IQ and FHR RMS given us, everything could be done in hours in the past. You can do it in 1 minute. And cross-department collaborations. When I say, like, if I'm speaking to the marketing team, they come to me, they tell me, look, there is a base decline in certain property for certain month on that date, on that particular rate code,
mm-hmm.
to a rate code level, actually. So there is certain...
That's granular.
Rate code was there last year, was not there. It was on brand.com. Let us activate it or let us do something about it.
Yeah.
That's marketing team, usually marketing team or sales team. They don't go into...
Yeah.
They always go to revenue team. Those guys, they know the data. They know the numbers. No.
All now everyone can see it.
All GMs, everybody from sales executive to general manager to any level hierarchy in the organization, they speak the same language, the same number, and they know what's going on in the portfolio. Even finance, sorry, it's one consolidated view where you have all data, and data is rich there. There is so many, I will not go technical, but there's so many things behind the scene in Hotel IQ that you could expose. So how I would use both system together, for example, we go to Hotel IQ, you can find, for example, you could find an answer that people from Australia, they come to Dubai, they book on Sunday, they stay 15 nights, they interested in a certain type, room type, and usually they ask for something, they are member, non-member, then what you do about it? Then you take this inside, you go back, you put length of stays on your system, you go to FHRS RMS, you build a strategy out of it, then tackle for this geo source in Australia. Anybody who booked 15 nights, give them a rate cheaper than the entire concept.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they are price sensitive.
Because you know specifically what they actually need to get them to book.
Then you can implement it. All this information, you could get it from Hotel IQ or Hotel IQ all the way flow into implementation and execution in FHRS RMS. So it's a reliable data-driven system, both modules. And to be honest, in TFG today, we are growing. We are growing very fast. We do have almost like 12 properties so far, and some of them in the pipeline. And we represent out of Dubai inventory almost like 4%.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some sort of tools that will adapt and scale.
Yeah.
And we do have a smart, fast growth, let us put it this way. We open 3 hotels in 3 months, and this might adapt in the future. We will go through a different contract. You might have an owner. They tell, okay, you guys, you know how to drill. They will give us their property to manage it on behalf of the owner or asset manager. So we need something like this. The moment like you connect, inject, you start implement, play and plug and play as you go. These are the tools that exist for anybody like they are looking for scalable, fast growth.
That's perfect.
And we are very thankful. And I will not speak about total revenue management, integrated food and beverage spa. It's there. Ancillary spend is there. I'm speaking to married people because they will not be able to figure this out now. It's there in a Hotel IQ. It's available. It's part of Opera PMS data.
Very good. Very good. David, I'm conscious. Any final kind of thoughts from your side as we wrap up the conversation? We had some really good examples there from Hamoud as how it gets used, the value of the integration. Just any final thoughts from your side?
Yes, just a comment about something that Hamoud said about historical data. So I started to think about our data science teams. We have a data science team led by a university professor who is recognized expert in forecasting. The professor and his team analyze each hotel that joined the RMS during onboarding, a process we call fine-tuning. Mm-hmm. After this process, the hotel is ready to begin generating price recommendations and forecasts. And I was thinking if the professor listened that we can't work without historical data. Yeah, he's gonna be upset. I mean, yes, we can, because we work with this machine learning with different models. So it is possible to start with a brand new hotel with no historical data. But if we have it, it's good. We take everything historical data you have. I mean, yeah, you have 3 years, it's okay. So, yeah.
But as you say, but you can do it if you don't have it, because sometimes that's a concern, isn't it? People are thinking, well, I've got to get this going, but how long have I got to wait before it can start having impact? Well, you don't have to wait. You can get up and running straight away.
That's right. Yeah. As much data we have, the better. Yeah. And also, the system is learning itself. This is the machine learning, so it's fine tuning along the time when the system is just running, also with the human intervention included there.
Yeah, no, excellent point. Thanks for highlighting that. And Samir, final thought from your side?
Yeah, no, thank you, Trevor, and thank you, Hamoud, for really kind of providing a great case study of how TFG is utilizing both the tool. You know, when we started Hotel IQ, we wanted it to be a holistic solution, and our focus was on, you know, four pillars, as I say: organize, analyze, plan, and collaborate. And I think we touched upon all four of them today in Hamoud's example about how we organize the data. We of course provide the analytics that goes again high level down to the granular details. You can do your planning. We talked about how Hotel IQ has predictive analytics, as well as it speaks to the RMS, gets the prediction from there too. And then the collaborative aspect where finance, operations, revenue management, they're all talking to each other, looking at the same numbers, looking at the same data. And through our partnership with solutions like SHR RMS, we are now adding the ability to execute, you know? So it really kind of, it goes the full round. You have this one kind of collaborative space with everything in it, and all you need is the right people to get to move forward.
Yeah, very, very good point. Very good point. Well, thank you, Hamoud. Thank you, Samir. Yeah. Thank you, David, for sharing your thoughts. It's really great to hear how, because we hear a lot of, obviously, what it can do for you. It's really great to hear from the hotelier side, where they can actually say, this is what it actually did for me. And I think hearing that on the ground and those experiences is hugely valuable.
Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.